B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's get lost in sports. That's what we do best. So let's go to our man from The Athletic. Doing a great job. Formerly The Inquirer, now covering the birds for The Athletic. Zach Berman. Yo, Zach.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Zach, are you in Indianapolis? Or?
Oh, yeah. I actually stepped outside. I've been in the big auditorium there, and Joe Judge spoke at 11. You had Mike Mayock at 11:15. Now I'm talking to you guys, so it's like back-to-back-to-back Philly accent.
Oh, I love it. When's Howie and Doug talking?
The 1 p.m. hour today, so about 1:30.
The big one coming up at 1. Hey, what did Mayock have to say? All the rumors about Brady and Derek Carr. Derek Carr wants to go back to Chicago. Crazy stuff going on there.
So yeah, he was defending the way Derek Carr played this year, but said they need to get better in the red zone, and like every position, if they can upgrade, they will.
Yeah, you know, you're gonna say anything. So we got we got bigger fish to fry with the birds.
Sure.
And the biggest one is Alshon Jeffrey. So. Mm-hmm. In the Athletic on Friday, there is the whole story about Alshon Jeffrey maybe being part of the Jets situation, and then all the stuff about Alshon now wanting a change of scenery. Give us the latest on that whole mess.
Yeah, so it's interesting because it's obvious the Eagles would like to be able to move on if they could. But it's a complicated situation. First off, because of the salary, because of the contract they gave him last year that essentially guaranteed his 2020 salary. And then the Lisfranc injury that he suffered in December. So it's not as if you're talking about the same Alshon Jeffrey you were coming off the Super Bowl. You know, there are complicating factors here, and in any transaction that needs to be taken into account. If the Eagles were to, let's say, cut Alshon, it would basically be because they don't want him in the building. There's no financial benefit to it. A matter of fact, you'd be taking, I believe, the biggest cap hit in NFL history. So if they work out the CBA, there's a chance you could do it post June 1st. I don't think a trade would be possible simply because of just, you know, the fact that he's coming off the injury. You would have to attach an asset to it. And then there's also door number three, which is, you know, bring Alshon back and you know, need to try to make it work. So it's a complicated situation. I don't think it's one that has an easy answer. I don't think it's one that there's going to be an answer on today.
Are they waiting for the new CBA to figure out, all right, if you get the new CBA ratified, you know, cap space goes up, the whole thing, and you know, maybe it's a little bit more palatable. It's not good, but it's a little bit more palatable when you look at the new CBA and you can throw defer some of the money to the next year.
Yeah. So that's a big part of it, because with the way it's structured now, this is the last year of the current CBA, so you can't kind of put money into you can't defer to cut post June 1st. And bleed that money over to 2021. There's no league year. So if there's a new CBA, it would certainly present a cleaner possibility. But however this works out, there's no simple solution. And like I said, there's always the chance that you can try to find a compromise and bring Alshon back.
Yeah, and we're talking to Zach Berman on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Zach, I just don't see it. I don't see how in the world they can bring him back.
Yeah,
and he stinks, by the way. I'm sorry. And he's got nothing left.
Yeah, and look, the fact that there's this kind of conversation about a player who you would absorb a $26 million cap hit by cutting, I think that kind of shows the nature of it, that there's even a discussion about this.
I got to tell you, I love my boy, but how in the world did how he signed that contract. That's a horrid, horrible sign. And you couple it with a horrible, horrible pick in J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
You're absolutely right. You know, I just finished speaking to the wide receivers this morning. This is an absolutely loaded class. Like, you know, the Eagles can't afford to get that position wrong this offseason. I think you're going to see it addressed more in the draft and free agency. Certainly free agency is one avenue to look at there. But the mistakes they made last year, obviously giving Alshon the extra year with no clear impetus. I know you wanted to open up cap space, but then when you look at the underperformance combined with the injury, and then the fact that J.J. Arcega-Whiteside really didn't develop at the rate they expected. Now, it's still early in his career, but you can't go into next year counting on J.J. to kind of be a top option. And then Deshaun's coming off an injury, too. So it's not – if you look at the wide receiver depth chart here, it's something that they need radical changes, not small changes, but radical changes at that position.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, so I agree with you. I think they need to draft two receivers. This is a draft that's that deep. Give me the dream draft. That would include a trade up. Give me the likely draft. So give me the dream draft, and then give me your likely picks.
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, I don't think Jerry Jeudy or CeeDee Lamb would be possibilities. The home run pick, the ideal scenario, would be Henry Ruggs. Yeah. But even that might be a stretch to get him down to 21. What you're thinking, though, is if he falls into the teens, then you can move up without really exhausting significant draft capital. To go from 21 into the top 10, you're giving up probably a future pick you don't want to give up. But to go from 21 to the teens to get Ruggs, I think that's more manageable. So I think that would kind of be the ideal scenario for the Eagles, other than obviously Ruggs falling to 21. If those top three are off the board, then you're looking at guys like T. Higgins, you're looking at Justin Jefferson, you're looking at Jalen Reagor, and they might be really good players, but it's more about evaluation there, and you can't afford to miss it. So I think you need to know where that line is, and you need to be willing to trade up if the player drops.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny, I was talking to one of our callers, Bob, and says, I want speed. And I agree. I mean, you know, you look at this offense, one thing that Carson is begging for is speed. And you saw how important it was in Kansas City with Tyreek Hill. I mean, you couple him with Mahomes, and you put some stuff around them, and then, you know, that's the space creator.
You're absolutely right. And you know, I in talking to Henry Ruggs today, he was asked what he expects to run this week, and he's hoping to break the record. He's hoping to break John Ross's record.
Wow.
So you're looking at 4.22 speed.
Yeah.
But the thing about speed, and you know this, it doesn't fall in the draft that often. I mean John Ross went high, all these guys go high. So I think if you're looking at speed after Ruggs, the player to watch out for is Jalen Reagor from TCU.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I saw a lot of him because of Matt Rhule being at Baylor and being a big part of that conference. So I'm with you. I think you're right about that. Let me ask you this, and let's keep going further. When we look at this whole this Eagles team and the coaching staff, Zach, what do you think happened with Deuce Staley? How come Doug didn't want a more veteran guy? I always thought Jim Caldwell would have been a perfect kind of older offensive guy that he can kind of lean on to help build the game plan. And because I think he had lacked some of that last year.
Yeah, it's a valid point. I mean, I think when you look at the offensive coordinator position overall, it's not as attractive as a traditional job because you're not calling the plays. And really, you're not creating the offense. This is Doug's offense. Now he's looking for different ideas and whatnot, but they're not reinventing the offense. So, you know, I think that affects kind of the pool of candidates that you're looking at. I do think that they wanted some of that Kyle Shanahan type offensive influence in their system. I think they do want to get Carson on the move more. So, you know, whether you're looking at play actions, bootlegs, things of that nature, you know, I think that's going to be a little more prominent is my guess. And I think that's why that Shanahan tree was interesting to them. But they were never going to be in position to hire kind of a top offensive coordinator because those candidates, you know, like your Joe Brady types, they want to call plays. Even Graham Harrell. Graham Harrell's in a position at USC where he's calling plays. So if you're coming to a place where you're not calling plays, it's only because you don't have the opportunity elsewhere to call plays.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Zach Berman with us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. What offense is this? Like, I look at Doug's offense, it feels more like the Alex Smith Chiefs than the Mahomes Chiefs. Could you ever see him going more, again, he didn't have the weapons, but to go more vertical and let's put the ball more in Carson's hands?
Yeah, so, you know, I do think that in terms of the vertical component, that's something they really wanted last year after the troubles they had in 2018. You know, that was the whole point of bringing in Deshaun, but you got one game out of Deshaun. So I think speed is a priority for that reason. They know they need the vertical element. When the offense was humming in 2017, Torrey Smith was providing that. You know, defenses need to respect Smith's speed. Then when you know, you brought in Mike Wallace, the next year he goes down week two. You bring in Deshaun this past year, he goes down week two.
With Ertz. I mean, if you look at a lot of it's in cuts.
I mean, they just don't have the speed otherwise. You know, I think the mistake they made in building the roster last year is they did not have good contingency for a Deshaun injury, which a lot of people could have expected that to happen. They said they thought Nelson Agholor could provide that. We've seen Nelson's best when he's in the slot. When you move Nelson to the outside, he's not providing that same element for you.
Move him to the ocean.
I think he's going to be in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I would watch out for that.
Really? Indianapolis? Good. They can drop balls over there. Frying Pan Haynes can drop balls over there. All right, real quick, because this is so much fun. What do you think the Players Association and the owners are meeting at the end of the day today? What's going on with the 17-game schedule? You think it gets passed through?
So that's a little beyond my area of expertise there. You know,
I'll go based on
reports there. If you're talking about the 17-game schedule, that wouldn't be immediate. You know, so if they
get
the right. CBA, you're looking at that.
But they have to agree with that and then also get that thing through. And the other aspect of it, you got to figure out where that 17th game is going to be played.
No, I'm real curious about that too. The international component, neutral site. But you know, I do think that's where they're going is 17 game season. And my expectation is you'll see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause there's been a little bit initially some balking at it from the player standpoint. So it's curious. I'm curious to see as well. Zach, great stuff, man. Killing it for the Athletic, brother.
Anytime. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, buddy. You're the best. We'll see you soon, man. Enjoy Indy. Did you go to the steak?
I was at St. Elmo's last night. Yep.
Did you see it? Who was at the bar? Did you see everybody at the bar?
Yeah, you see everyone there. Actually, I'm standing right here outside the convention center. Andy Reid just walked by. So,
Did you have the Hawaiian shirt on?
It's raining here, so he has a jacket over him.
All right, good. All right, my brother, be safe, man. Thanks.
All right, appreciate
it, buddy.